used for their best dishes. They were.
It was China. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what do you remember? What people would use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made of?
I don't remember seeing a wooden bucket. I'm sure some people had, but most of them they were galvanized, I guess.
Well, was that now? Is that the same thing you used to carry the milk in from the house, like
mm-hmm.
you're talking
yeah.
into the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which took an awful lot of care.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't last too long being mm-hmm. galvanized, but they didn't. That's what they had. Regular milk pail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'd call that a milk pail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then a bucket. When you were talking about using it with milk, you didn't call it a bucket.
No, you didn't. It was some reason or other. I don't know why.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, and
it was a water bucket.
Mm-hmm. It was a water bucket. Yeah, that's
because you had wells. Now we didn't have a well.
Yeah.
But a lot of people did have in town.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course we were closer in town, but they still had a lot of people had wells of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a water, you know, you had a well bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's
mm-hmm.
where it started.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the kind of container that people might use to carry food to pigs in, they'd call that a
slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about what you would fry eggs in? You'd call that a
just a skillet.
And what would that be made of? Like
cast iron.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about if you wanted to boil water on the stove? You'd put that in a.
Well, you'd have what we called a tea kettle,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
which was bigger than what we use nowadays.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about the doing the washing and everything, and you would boil the water, what would you have?
That would have to be in a large pot.
Oh, yeah.
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Because a tea kettle wouldn't hold enough
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the container that you put flowers in?
Vase.
And the three things that you eat with are called?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you were talking about, like, after you ate, you'd have to wash the dishes, and in order to get the soap off, you'd have to
rinse.
And what do you call the kind of cloth or something that people would use in washing dishes?
Well, they call it a dish rag,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
rather than a dish cloth
mm-hmm.
that we see now.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And what about what you used in drying dishes?
A lot of times you call it a drying rag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead of our tea towel.
Mm-hmm. Or a tea towel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Call it a tea towel.
And what would you call what you'd wash your face with?
A wash rag.
And then you dry with a.
Well, of course, just a towel.
Mm-hmm. And on the sink, the thing the water comes out of, you call that a.
The faucet. Mm-hmm.
And what about if it was on the side of a house, you call it?
Hydrant.
And. Do you know that, people a long time ago might buy a whole lot of flour or sugar in a big wooden, sometimes it came in big wooden,
they had them in kegs in the mm-hmm. store when I was small, but we never bought it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think possibly my mother's time they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, she said she never saw a loaf of bread. Now, they probably did, can't think of it, because she never saw a loaf of bread that was baked anywhere else
mm-hmm.
until she was grown.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And nor did they ever know anything about potatoes that you could buy
oh, yeah.
in those days.
Yeah.
Of course, now, at our time, well, we bought it. You could buy it in bulk a lot more than you can do now, but we didn't buy it in kegs, even
mm-hmm.
though we had a large family.
Well, what do you call it's like a keg, only bigger, made out of wood. You call it?
Yeah, it's more like a barrel.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, did you ever buy molasses? Did you ever remember what molasses?
No, we never did. No, not really.
Or how about lard? Do you remember what that
was? Lard, you could buy in a large can.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was probably 5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was made of. Tin, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
in those days.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call something like this, a metal thing that was shaped like this?
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And,